Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Free from All Fears. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you go with me, please, this morning to Psalm 34, the 34th Psalm. For several weeks now, we've been teaching, ministering on this subject of being free from all fears. Free from all fears. Let's read this and continue this morning. Go to Psalm 34, please. Psalm 34. And let's pray. Father, we thank you for everything that you've already done for us this morning. Thank you for your holy written word, how precious it is to us. It's life to us, health and medicine to all of our flesh. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, our teacher and our guide, our helper, whom you've sent to indwell us and to teach us. Give everybody, we pray, eyes that see, ears that hear, hearts that are receptive and understanding. Let there come grace deposits and truth impartations. Revelation of truth that makes free, and we purpose not to be forgetful hearers or hearers only, but by your grace we'll be doers. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 34, let's read the first four verses out loud together, please. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Amen. Let's say this last one again. I sought the Lord. And what happened? He heard me. And then what happened? He delivered me from all my fear. What does all mean? You know, years ago, a friend of mine, very studious, he was studying some passages and actually was talking about, you know, all things are possible to him that believes. And he was studying on this verse. And so he decided to do an etymological study on this word all. And so, man, he delved into the Greek and into the Hebrew and the Chaldean and the Aramaic. And he studied roots back to far as he could check. And I asked him, what'd you come up with? He said, well, this word that's from the Greek into the English, all, is also very similar to the Hebrew and Chaldean and Aramaic. He said what it really means, brought from there to here in the English, is all. He said, that's what it means. Well, that's what it means, right? And if he delivered us from all my fears, right? Then how many are left?
None.
What does it say? He delivered me from all my fears. Man, I like that. Well, now we begin, I guess this is what our seventh session. Is that right? We begin looking back at the source of fear and where fear came from and the roots of it. And we talked about how that nobody can make you fear. Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. So if you get afraid, it's because you or I yielded to it. Nobody can make you fear. You have to yield to it. And the thing is, even though you feel afraid, thoughts of fear, hair standing up on the back of your neck, goosebumps, knees bumping together, that doesn't mean that you've lost the battle to fear. It means you got symptoms of fear. Right? And you must, what must you do when you feelings of fear and thoughts, what do you do with it? Resist it. You resist it. You say with the psalmist, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear. Are you going to see and feel some things in the valley of the shadow of death? Sure. But your decision is, I refuse to fear. I feel this. I see it. The feelings are here. The thoughts are here. But I refuse to fear. I don't yield to it. I resist it. And if you resist it, what's going to happen? Has to leave you. Right? Because it's of the enemy. It's not of God. God didn't give us the spirit of fear. Right? He didn't. He gave us the spirit of what? Power. Love. Sound mind. That's what we have. Our last session, we talked about the fear of man. And the Bible said the fear of man brings a snare. It brings bondage. Today, I'd like for us to go on, and this is really closely connected with this, to talk about the fear of God. The fear of God. I don't feel you could do a proper study on the subject of fear unless you covered this side of it. The fear of God. The reason so many have so much fear of man is because they don't have adequate fear of God. Did you hear that now? That's the reason so many are paralyzed and in bondage to the fear of death and the fear of man. If you have the proper fear of God, you won't fear death. I said, if you have the proper fear of God, you won't fear man. It will deliver you. Now, we read down to verse 4 in the Psalm, but let's keep reading. I'll read it out loud. You just listen. But you see, he said, I called to the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. But in this same psalm, see what else is said about fear. Verse 5. They looked to him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Do the Lord still help people who are poor and broke and got financial trouble? Oh, yeah. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that what? That fear him. Now, he just got through talking about us being delivered from all fears. But yet there's another side of this thing, which is the fear of the Lord. Somebody said, well, now that's just talking about respect. Well, yes and no. The same word translated fear, talking about don't fear, is used for fear of the Lord. Same word. Let me give you three definitions or three parts of an explanation of what is the fear of the Lord. I would say that one, the fear of the Lord is awareness of God. Coupled with it, you could say faith, awareness of and faith in God. Aware of God and faith in God. And then secondly, the fear of God is reverence. Reverence and honor for him. Reverence and honor for him. And then thirdly, the fear of God is fear. Fear of the wrath and judgment of God. And that is something to be afraid of. Did you hear me? Listen to this passage in Isaiah. You don't have to turn there, but let me just read it to you. Isaiah 8:13 in the Living Bible. Again, you don't have to turn there. Just listen, because this is the living. Isaiah 8:13 said, don't fear anything except the Lord of the armies of heaven. If you fear him, you need fear nothing else. I like that, don't you? Let me read that again. That's Isaiah 8:13 in the Living. Don't fear anything except, did you hear that word? Except the Lord of the armies of heaven, or Lord of hosts, what you're used to hearing. If you fear him, you need fear nothing else. Right? Say it out loud. I fear God and nothing else. How about that? I fear God and nothing else. Nothing. Now, let's keep reading here. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that what?
Fear.
That fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, what?
Fear.
Fear the Lord. Now see, he just started out by telling us, I sought the Lord and he delivered me from all fears. And yet, this is a fear you don't want to be delivered from, you want to develop in.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Amen.
And it is what? The fear of the Lord. Now let me go over this again. The three things that I gave you, do you remember them? What is the fear of the Lord?
Awareness.
It's awareness of it. So you're not going to show respect to God and you're not even aware of it. Aware of him and faith in him. You remember Hebrews 11. If you come to God, you must believe some things, right? What must you believe? That he is. That he exists. That he's real. Right? And that he is a rewarder. He's a good God. You got to believe, you reach up, he reaches back. You draw near to him, he draws near to you. You ask, he answers. You seek, he'll cause you to find. You got to believe he's a good God. How many understand there are millions of denominational people, they believe he is, but they don't believe that second part. They don't believe that you could count on him to respond to you, be there for you, come through for you. Their summation is, well, you just never know. Right? And that's not believing that he's good and a rewarder. You got to believe he's going to be there for you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Fear of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R803G. That's R803G, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and the congregation of Faith Life Church will be welcoming Jesse Duplantis on Sunday, June 26th. Join us as Brother Jesse shares a mix of strong biblical preaching and hilarious life lessons. Service starts at 10 a.m. and child care will be provided. For more information, please visit our website, flcbranson.org, or call 417-334-9233.